right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That was Lover Come Back from City in Color. This is Against the Grain, Monday night, and started playing another song for some reason. I didn't like that. Monday night at 8 p.m., we do this every Monday, and with me I have a new special guest.
Hi, my name is Jenna. It's great to join you.
And hopefully Jenna will be joining every week, as I was getting a little bit lonely, and talking to myself every week wasn't exactly the most fun thing in the world. So yeah, Jenna, we were talking a little bit earlier, but what sort of music are you kind of into? Because I know we've got some similar tastes, but we also have a lot that kind of varies, and we're not going to go into the Paul McCartney thing just yet, but...
Yeah, that's a later thing, yeah. No, I definitely have a range of music, but yeah, the Beatles are, you know, dear to my heart. Same with the Rolling Stones and David Bowie as always, and, you know, I love the Beatles probably more when they were individual, which I know we have differences with.
Differing opinion, yeah.
And then all the way to Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, have a little bit of a 90s phase as well, but yeah.
I haven't left that phase.
Yeah, well...
It's a good time period. So.
Definitely.
That's pretty good. I was going to ask a question way later, but I'm going to ask it now just because it applies to what you just said. Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Okay. But as a group, though?
Yes.
Still the Beatles?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, as a group.
Good. Because I asked Cole and Anna that question last week, and they got... I've got a bunch of questions. Like, it's a whole question period series that I have, and they got everything correct. So I'm hoping when we get to that later that you get everything... get everything correct there. But yeah, today I'm going to go for a bit more of a somber mood. I don't really know why. I was just sitting in my room earlier, and it's all rainy and cold. And
oh, yeah, I feel that.
Not nasty, but, like, it's just one of those moods. So, and I was sitting in bed, and I'm just like... feel so sad today. So I picked all the sad music that I possibly can find, and apparently someone is trying to knock down a wall downstairs, so we're not going to worry about that too much. But yeah, so I'm keeping it pretty light today. Nothing too heavy. I know the first show, I had a lot of heavier stuff. I had 3 Days Grace. I think I played Alexis on Fire. I played some Linkin Park. So a lot of the stuff that you probably be like, what the heck? But yeah, we're keeping it pretty light today, and then next week we're going to change it up because I won't be the only one making the playlist for once for the first time in over a year. So it'll be a little bit mixed. Today I've got some throwbacks to a bunch of stuff that Jenna mentioned as well, but we're gonna keep it to the stuff that I felt like listening to today. So yeah, first off, we have Lover Come Back from City in Color, but we're going to actually do some Blink-182 now, and it's an acoustic version of a song, and surprisingly, although this is the third show, I haven't played any Blink-182 yet.
Wow.
I don't really know how I got that far, quite honestly, but we're here now, and I even put some Linkin Park in here later. We might get to it, we might not get to it. If we do, I'll be very happy. If we don't, I might cry. So with that in mind, I'm going to shut up and actually play the music so that we can get to that point. We got some Blink-182 coming up. Bored to Death Acoustic from the deluxe album of California from 2017, from the original album California from 2016. It's very confusing. And then we're also going to play some Bon Iver, however you pronounce it. I don't really care. Anyways, I'm going to shut up now. Bon Iver, however you want to pronounce it. That was them, Mr. Justin Vernon. Probably one of my favorite musicians in the past, 10 years, I think. His first album only came out, I think it was 2008? Yep, look at that. Sometimes I know what I'm talking about, right? Forever, Forever Ago, very great album. But yeah, Justin Vernon's been doing a lot of work. He's actually hit Kanye West, but he's worked with Kanye West as a producer on some stuff, but his music's nowhere close to any of that, as you can probably
Thank
hear.
God.
Can you imagine Kanye rapping over something like that?
No, but I feel like it's something he would do at this point.
How many albums does... I don't follow Kanye or rap or anything like that, because he said something stupid on Saturday Night Live the other night too.
Oh, I don't know. I can't even keep up with it all.
He said he wanted to repeal... I'm not going to get...
Right.
He wanted to repeal something
that
was just dumb. I'm not going to get political because I shouldn't get political. I know I'm a political science student, but he said something that just didn't really make sense. I'll say that. I think that's an equal statement. He said something that didn't make sense. Yeah. And got a lot of backlash for it. But the thing I don't understand is some of the stuff he says. You know how Jaden Smith used to tweet that weird stuff on Twitter and nobody knew was talking about it? It's like, if the clouds aren't real, how are our eyes real or something like that?
Yeah, all the shower thoughts.
Like, that's what he's become. Like, I don't know what... And I never really liked him to start with, but it seems that he keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's not even like... I feel like Jaden Smith was all in good fun, but Kanye's
he was only 14 when he was...